Dímelo, mi gente. It is your girl, La Loca. I'm Radio 103.9 at the Hackensack Meridian Health, Stage 17, with the absolute gorgeous, my Massachusetts sis. I can't say Beantown because she's not from Boston. It's from Chicopee.
Yeah.
Right. I'm from Salem. So oh, that's why. So I was like, okay. And then we'll talk in a little bit. But please put your hands together. Give me the emojis for the bonfire. The bonfire. More fire. You know, because I swear to God, every time I saw your name, first I was like, okay, bonfire. I'm going to sit by the fire.
Yeah.
But I wanted to yell, more fire.
Yeah, sometimes it makes me do that too. Literally.
For real?
Yeah.
As it should, because your voice is so powerful, like flames. Like,
thank you.
As that's why you named yourself Bonfire, because, I mean, your music is fire.
Thank you.
It brings me a lot of joy, reminiscence, because when I was listening to Spotify, I was checking you out. I was like stalking you.
Okay.
One of your songs on there,
Yeah.
It's, well, damn it, I knew the title of the song. Oh my God, it's a classic. It's, damn it, say it for me. Where you got it from?
You're talking about Evelyn Champagne.
Yes.
Okay. I was like, yeah, you said it already. I thought you meant On One, like, what's the name of my song? I was like,
Your song. No, her song.
Yeah.
Is it
On One?
But hers is On One too? No.
No.
Evelyn Champagne's song is, what is it called? I feel crazy right now. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. Please share and comment. Thank you. The one that you sampled from.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, y'all, I'm having a blonde moment right now.
Stop!
I'm like, On One. Yeah.
But your song is On One.
Yes.
But hers is...
You're making me forget now.
Damn,
stop
it. I have to hear it right now. It's driving me crazy because I was on the plane. I flew in from Florida, rushing here, and I'm listening to yours. And when I was hearing it, sing it. Sing a little something for me.
Mine or hers?
No, yours.
On One now. Oh. Ooh, you make my love come down. Yes. There it is. I'm like, you like made it go. I'm like, hold on, I know it too. Like, why am I forgetting? That's horrible, y'all.
Yeah, no,
shout out to Evelyn Champagne.
it happens. Like, do people expect you to know everything?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Especially, you
gotta know everything.
Yeah, you coming into this world, and even though, like, you came from a singing background. You know, your family, I hear, from Chicopee. you used to sing with your cousins, and then your aunt and your stepdad your aunt and your uncle used to run that whole Samoan thing, right?
Yeah. So I was raised by my stepfather, which he's from the Pacific Islands. He's from Samoa.
And how do they say hi? Mahalo?
Talofa. Talofa lava.
Talofa lava. Bonfire. No bonfire. Talofa lava. I was trying to get it, but I messed up. So continue.
So yeah, I grew up around like that side, really, that culture, that because my aunt and uncle owned a Polynesian show at the Hukilau restaurant that is now closed down in Chicopee.
You should buy it, girl.
Right.
Go back, buy it, and
reopen it. Yeah.
Go out. Did you dance with them? So show me how to do a little something. Come on, girl. You
make me do it on live. It's okay.
Hold on. So I want to get it. I have to pick up my sweater.
Okay. So first thing you want to do, it's in the hips, but it's really in the knees. So you want to bend your knees a little bit. Right?
I can't do too much. My right knee. I'm an old bitty here.
Put your hands out. You gotta put your hands out, right? And then it's like around like this, but it's all in the knee.
Oh, hell no. Now I can blame my knee for not having any rhythm. You got all the rhythm, though. And you stacked in the back. Yes, boo. You got the hair and the booty. I love it.
That's it. So, I ain't got nothing in the front.
You don't want it. This is too much. This is too much. You can't wear nothing.
Really?
Yeah, man. They're heavy.
Sometimes I want a little cleavage.
No, girl. Contour that bad boy. Contour. That's all you got to worry about.
Tricks.
That's it. This right here, no. But this contour. Back there, you got it. And especially like, this is God-given.
Yeah.
But when you were in Atlanta eating them chicken, did that make it bigger?
Yeah, the Waffle House definitely contributed.
Yeah. What do you like in the Waffle House? You know, I've only had Waffle House once.
Really? I've only had Waffle House once. Oh, okay. No, but what about, honestly, my favorite thing to eat in Atlanta right now is Dantana's crab claws blackened. What? That is the... I can't say it right now, but
it's the business.
It's so good. Oh my gosh. Change your life. Get it's out. Life changing. Yes.
So when you went from chickpea.
Yes.
Having Polynesian food all the time.
Yeah.
To having you some chicken and waffle.
Uh-huh.
That changed your life and then brought you your boo to write you your album or your single. You see how I try to work it, right? Because there's another, I want to know about your jobs too, because I know you had, besides singing with the family, you have other jobs, but
yeah.
How do we get to this right here? The love. Who is he?
The love.
And did you get
right?
Let's just go right through. Let's not even lube it up. Let's just go straight through.
Honestly. She killed me, y'all. Okay, I'm keeping real. But you know, I've had three serious relationships, but this current well, not current no more.
I'm gonna say I thought he was out.
He out.
Okay.
Nah, but you know, leading to him, you know, this EP was about just like feels, like feelings. It wasn't one person, but it was one person. But a lot of thoughts like transpired, like making this, like, you know, but
the EP is called Ready for Love, right?
Ready to Love.
Ready to Love.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready to love. But yeah, like in particular was about one boy that I was in a situation with.
But all right, so now you, cause I think I've heard you were with him, but you kind of knew you shouldn't have been with him, but you were with him. But did you stay with him? Cause you were like, oh, I'm gonna get an album out this bad boy. Cause usually like when you know you're in a bad relationship, you're like, all right, I know I shouldn't stay, but I'm staying because did you think it was maybe an album? Like, this is like your Adele moment.
Yeah.
Girl, because this album is fire. Go.
Thank you. No, I definitely feel like, you know, I'm a firm believer of like, you got to go through things to actually speak on it or, you know, because anybody can make up a story. Anybody can make up a song because I love writing too. You can make up stories, but in order for me to be real passionate about something and actually give you my take, I have to go through it. I have to experience it. So to answer your question, like, no, I didn't stay in the relationship with him because of music. I stayed because it was like a real love. Like, I loved.
Did you love his dimples? The way he laid it down, the hair, the wave. Listen. Did he have a sick wave?
He's a very beautiful man. Let's just put it that way.
You don't want to cut a check for him being mean, huh?
See, listen, though. I don't know. He, you know, you when you be in relationships, they teach you certain things. I feel like people teach you things. And he taught me love and he taught me pain. He taught me a collective of things. Patience. I feel like I'm about to quote Ariana Grande. Shout out to you, Ariana. But that's real. Like, when she dropped that song, I was like, yo. Because it's so real. Like, being in a relationship, like, you know, but certain people teach you certain things. And he was definitely a teacher, but I was a teacher as well. But, yeah, he inspired a lot of these records.
Ew. Like, the only thing my ex taught me was, if I put my hands on you, I go to jail. Right. That's it. I wore it for a day and I'll never do it again. Yeah. That was it. Have you ever learned that? Like, if you get into an argument and you want the person to leave,
uh-huh,
and you tell them leave and they leave and they come back,
uh-huh,
they go to jail.
Yeah.
He told me to leave the room. Uh-huh. I left. Uh-huh. But I was like, this is my house. I pay the bills in this bad boy. The mail comes in my name. I'm going back home.
Yeah.
And the police said, that's where you made your mistake. Oh. You came back home. Oh. And they arrested me. And he put his hands on me. He grabbed me by my ankle and I went to him up.
Wow.
And I got like, that's what he taught me. Thank you, because I won't be wearing orange ever again. Ever again. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. But for those that don't know who the Bonfire is, yes, Chicopee, Samoan stepdad who taught her family, came to New York for a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, really, one day, right?
Yeah. It was a show. It was a show. Honestly, I was actually in New York for like a summer. Me and my cousin was running this hostel for like a little bit.
But you were running a hostel?
Yes, it was like some young stuff, like helping a cousin, and she owned like a hostel, but that's neither here nor there.
Girl, this is a good job. See, we need to know about the jobs, because that's who creates you, because you probably have a story from these hostels.
Oh, that was honestly, that was like the funnest summer of my life. It, and we did it when we was like 18, like 17 actually. Were we still in high school? No, we weren't still in high school. This was like fresh out of high school. But we went to the hostel and we ran it. And it was the craziest experience. Like, yo, I met so many people there. But it made me like really appreciate certain things, because I remember my cousin, she had a job out here, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what she did, but it was like basically trying to sell something. But we had no clue how anything worked in New York. Like, and I just remember she went to her job. She got there on the train, and I didn't know how to get to her, and her phone was dying, and it was just me and her. It was like life or death.
Okay.
And it was like, yo, it was like she was sending me like screenshots, because she was like, yo, I'm about to lose service. I don't know when I'm going to talk to you again. My phone's about to die. And I'm like, I don't know where you are, and I don't know how to work the train. I feel scared. But long story short, I ended up making it to her. And when I got to her, it was like the craziest reunion, like
hugging and crying.
Oh my gosh, I was so scared for both of our lives, because by the time I got to her, it was dark. There was a bunch of people outside. It was scary.
It's real different from Chicopee.
Yeah, real different. It was like in smack dab. It was in Jamaica, Queens.
Oh,
so fine. I mean, not that I don't know like the area like that, but I heard people be saying it's scary. Yeah.
Every borough's scary. Yeah. I'm not gonna fly, even Manhattan, but this ain't nothing because it's tourists. But when you get in the boroughs, honey, look, I love the Queens. I love the BX because you could hear us there and Brooklyn. But boy, it's called Uber.
Oh, see?
But not at the time you were coming here.
Yeah, nah. Before Uber wasn't even, it was taxis and stuff. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, but Uber wasn't popping yet.
Yeah, and when you say not long ago, because this, everything has, you've been hustling for a while, but everything happened quick for you, right?
Yeah. It happened quick in a sense. Like, it seems so fast now, but I waited, like, it's been like 4 years in developing as far as like from the time I went from Chicopee to Atlanta.
Okay.
So, I mean, right now it feels like fast forward, like someone literally pressed fast forward on my life. But it was definitely a time span where I had to go through things. Like, yeah, like even when I did move to Atlanta, I was going back and forth still working my jobs. Like,
oh, and your job is my crack. I heard you were working at OG.
Yeah.
If you all know what OG is, right? Y'all know what Olive Garden. Hello. That is like crack right now to me.
Yeah.
You were doing both that. And so can you please tell me, what do the hell they put in that salad? Because that thing is, crick. And the bread.
Crick.
Shoot me up. No, but that thing, I love me some OG salad and the bread. Did you eat that a lot?
Yeah, I did. You know, before you even get the job, like, they make you try everything on the menu.
Get on.
They make you try everything. Like,
and you still got this frame?
Listen, that's why I was like, and when I was working there, I was like trying like this diet, and it was like make or break though. They're like, you need to eat this or else we're not going to hire you. I was like, all right, crying as I'm eating it. I don't want to eat pasta no more.
You didn't sing while you were like, no, I'm going to be a singer. Yeah. No.
No. And it's funny because I kept it on the low though. Like, no one really knew what I was doing. Like,
why?
At the time. I just felt like, I don't know, I just didn't want, like, I don't know. Sometimes you just need to keep things to yourself. You don't really, you're not supposed to tell everybody every move. And I kind of was just like, I'm an Olive Garden girl. I don't like a lot of attention like that, you but know? I didn't want it to be awkward at work. Like, oh my God, so when do you, you know? But, you know, because when you do tell people, they'd be like, oh, okay, you're saying, all right. Anyways, let me get that breadstick on table number, what else do you need?
No, but clearly you didn't keep it that much under wraps, because you had, what is it, Rafael Sadiq hit you up in your DM.
Yeah.
But you being a religious person, because I believe you're religious, right? Because I hear you always quoting God. You believe in a higher power.
Yeah.
If something's meant for you, it don't matter who you tell, it's going to come to you regardless.
Exactly. And you're right.
But you kept it quiet.
I kept it on the low. Like, I told, like, my friends, like, in there, I was cool with everybody, honestly. Like, the people that I worked with, I love. Like, shout out to you, Chachi, if you're watching. Chachi was my girl, but she trained me. But anyways, I'm going.
She forced you to have a salad.
Yeah.
And another pasta.
She did. She did. But no, I remember when I knew, like, okay, this is like a real thing. Like when I started getting labels calling, because like I said, I was there for 4 years. Like I was really grinding, like flying back and forth to Cali and back to Atlanta, like just developing, like a real development process.
But how did you get Rafael Saadiq to slide in your DM?
Okay, so
like, I mean, I know, but how did he, like, and when did you go in and be like, yo, this really is Rafael Saadiq?
Yeah, okay, so I was. This wasn't not too long from that show that I did in Harlem. So mind you, I was just, you know, like first starting out, besides like singing in the show and like being around my family, doing music, I started, you know, what I feel like anybody at my age does in this era, making YouTube videos, just making covers and singing, just. And a promoter reached out to me. He was like, yo, I seen your videos. There's this girl that's opening in Harlem, or there's this girl performing at my club. Would you want to open for her? And I was like super excited because I had never.
You didn't ask for no money?
Nah, I was just like, yo, because I love singing. It's what I do, you know. And if it's, I'm a firm believer, if it's your passion, you just do it. You don't really think about the benefit, even though it's good if you get paid for it, you know. Nothing's free.
You hear that, Ken? You need to get paid.
Yeah. But, you know, so the dude ended up inviting me to Harlem, and I went out there. I went out with my mom, and I performed a couple songs. And then the promoter of the club was talking to my manager, Yancy Richardson, and Yancy is best friends pretty much with Rafael Saadiq, so like they're like super close, and it kind of like connected the dots, like so. Ray, he reached out to me on Twitter, on social media, and I was like, nah. What?
Did you ask Gans?
Huh?
Did you ask Gans?
Mm-mm.
If they were best friends, I'd be like, is this really your homie?
No, well, I didn't know. I met them both at the same time.
Oh.
Yeah, so Yancy and Ray, like, they were both, they both came at me the same time, so... Rafael reached out to me on Twitter, and then I got a phone call from him, and they flew me out to Atlanta, and that was like the first meet that I met them, and that was all she wrote after that.
You wasn't afraid flying out there, coming from Chicopee, Massachusetts?
No, it's kind of like I was just ready. Like I was ready to just get out. Like I was ready to get out because, you know, where I'm from, it's not like, you know, it's not like New York or LA, you know, those places, like I feel like they have more opportunity. Like there's no record label in Chicopee. There's no like opportunity out there. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of people in my town that need to be heard. And I just feel like it's a blessing to kind of be like from there and kind of make maybe a platform for somebody else to do what I'm doing, you know. So yeah, that's how Rafael came about, to answer your question.
Girl,
I know we be tapping into like other,
but that's what conversations about. We all getting to know you, girl. So but you got with Rafael Saadiq.
Yeah.
And for many people will be like, this fell in some lucky doo-doo, but mind you, you can sing, you prove it.
Thank you.
But then all of a sudden you get L.A. Reid. Not everybody can say, well, L.A. Reid also tried to holler at you like that, but, you know, holler at you. How does that feel for you? Like, I am getting approached by heavy hitters in the game.
Yeah. It's a blessing. I mean, it's always like when I think about it, like when I really think about it, like my EP release party. They threw a huge party for me.
I know, I saw the video, girl.
Yes, and in that moment when I was standing in between L.A. Reid and Rafael Saadiq, I kind of like had an aha moment to myself, like, wow. Like, you know, and in the midst of like everybody moving, it felt like it was just me and them. And I was just like, this is like really real. It's humbling, but it's amazing. I still get chills myself thinking about it, but... You know, hard work pays off, and I call this like the perfect storm. I couldn't.
The perfect bonfire, girl.
Yeah.
get the name going. The perfect bonfire.
The perfect bonfire. It is. It's just like such a beautiful, like, it's a beautiful team. Like, I love them dearly. They're so amazing.
What was the first thing, the first word uttered out of Raphael's mouth when you first spoke to him, and the first thing said by LA to you?
The first thing? He,
and you remember it?
Yeah, actually. Raphael actually told, he was like, sing. He told me to sing.
For real? Do they really do that?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, they do. They do
And what
that.
You sing?
I sang Lauryn Hill.
Gimme. You know Proz is here, right? Uh-uh. Proz, no, he's not in this room. He's, oh, he just left. Proz from the Fuji. He was just here.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Why I was interviewing before you. Wow. So I was just like, gotta go. And but go. Give me that Lauryn Hill.
Wait, I definitely lied to you. I didn't sing Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill is my go-to.
Damn.
But I love Lauryn Hill so much. But I sang Erykah Badu, if you want me to tell the truth.
Yeah.
I could have lied to y'all and went with it, but
yeah, you sure could have, because I wasn't there. You could have told me you sang anything.
No, I did. I sang Erykah Badu.
A little piece.
I say, first time that I saw you, boy, it was a warm and sunny day. All I know that I wanted
okay,
you.
Okay, save your voice. You got to sing in a little bit. That's all I want, a little bit. Okay, good, cool. So Raphael Sadiq says, sing. Boom. Yeah. L.A. Reid trying to get you to come to his label. Uh-huh. What did he say to you the first thing?
He said, welcome. What's your name?
That's it. Like, he honestly welcomed you to his home? Like, into his business?
Honestly, yes. But
this is before you signed?
This is before anything. I walked in there. I honestly initiated the room.
Oh, okay. Well, you were
it was an audition, yeah. So I went in there, and he, I walked in, and I greeted everybody. And he said, welcome. And he introduced himself, and I introduced myself. And ready, set, go. I went there.
He didn't glow when you saw him? Like, sometimes.
Listen, it was like an angel, like, hailed. See how this spotlight is? Yeah. That's how it felt when I seen him. Like, wow, like, I'm really in his presence. But sometimes, you know what I feel like? You can't get like that. Even though it was so hard for me, I was hiding my fangirl moment. Because I'm just like, all I can think of was like, Whitney, Pink. Oh my gosh, you're such a legend. Like, what? And you're talking to me? I just felt like so honored. But, you know, you always got to think of yourself like, this is what I do too. Like, I'm a star too. And he sees it.
Yes, I was waiting for that to come out. Because I was like, you're perfect.
Yeah.
I would have walked in there like, boom.
Yeah. You know, they always say, L.A. Reid, like, he's star power. So, you know, a star recognizes stars.
Say it again. Say it again.
A star recognizes stars.
And she flips the hair. Look at it.
Just kidding.
So within the 4 years, YouTube, everything, how do you feel right now? Giving us Ready to Love.
I feel like $1 million. I feel great. I feel like I wouldn't have wanna came out to the world other than how I did, you know, being like with my team, like, you know, and L.A. Reid, Raphael Sadiq, and just this EP, like Ready to Love, is I wouldn't have had it any other way. I think I presented myself the right way, but I feel amazing. I feel blessed. I feel it's surreal, honestly. Mm-hmm. I feel like someone's gonna be like, just playing.
No, shut your mouth. Shut your pie hole. And, you know, like, hearing your music and then seeing some of the videos, because in a lot of videos that I see of you, you're very, like, chill. But, like, right now, you having fun, coming in and out, because you know how to work it. That media training, was that intense? Like, you know how to work it? Like, okay, I'm going to give you the media. I'm going to give you me. Who is you?
You know, it's funny. I've never had media training in my life.
For real?
Never.
So then what kind of training you have for the 4 years in Atlanta?
Training, okay. So when I think about media training, I think of someone like, all right, this is what you do when they say this. Because I've never had media training. I just always kind of been myself. But for 4 years, I mean, like, no one does artist development anymore. That's like Michael Jackson. That's Beyonce. That's like Pink. That's all the greats. Whitney. That's no one does artist development ever.
What does it entail? Because when people say artist development, I'm thinking media training. Yeah. I'm thinking getting your hair ready, your outfit ready. This has always been you, right? From Chicopee?
Yeah.
Okay. So that didn't even have to train that. So what is the artist development?
It's just being around greatness. Studio? Yeah, great. Like, meaning like, not inheriting, but taking in what he does and, you know, practicing every single day and learning different music, you know, things that I didn't listen to, or just kind of shaping up what I already knew. Like, because in the house, like, if we're talking music, my dad listened to, like, Al Green, The Commodores, Temptations, Whitney. Like, you know, just really good R&B, like, all that. Like, that's what my dad was listening to. And, like, my older cousins was listening to Aaliyah, 702. Freaking Tweet, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill. Like, I can keep going.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know, just being around that environment. But, like, Raphael, like, really took me and was like, okay, go. Like, it was like a real artist training, like, development, meaning like running me through the things that he learned, you know, just learning his ways. And it's not necessarily like, if yeah, you talk about, well, you know, you should be like this, or, you know, give them this, but it was always like highlighting who I am. It was never like, be like this, do this and do that. Nah, it was like him highlighting who I already am and just making me the best. Even L.A., just making me the best version of myself and Yancey and all those other lovely people part
beautiful
of my
people
squad.
That brought us the bonfire.
Yes.
Because, you
shout
know,
out
as
Hicko.
You...
Huh? Shout out Hicko.
Oh, yes, right. Make sure you take care of the family.
Yes.
When you mentioned L.A. and then and Raphael making sure that, you know, being who you are, mm-hmm. when we think back, the first thing when I knew you were coming, and then I was researching you and getting to know you before you got here. Mm-hmm. I was like, is this really her? Because if you remember Pink, you know, when she first came out, when she says, L.A. told me, you got to mm-hmm. be da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And I asked you again, I said, is this you? Like, mm-hmm. so this is, they never said, listen, you got to make sure your hair is wild.
Yeah.
You got all these tattoos. Mm-hmm. Make sure your body right. The nails right. Mm-hmm. The brace. Like, this has always been you?
This has always been me. You know, it's funny. I just started getting my nails done. This is a funny story.
For real?
Yeah. I never really had nails. I'm more like, I was always like a natural, like, nails kind of girl. You know who made my ex? Next. Him. He was like, why don't you get your nails done? And I was like, I don't know. I never really tried it. Not that it was like a bad thing. I just never really did it. I was always rocking the natural look, you know?
Well, because you're gorge.
Thank you.
You don't really need anything. No makeup, the hair gorge, the bod gorge, mm-hmm. the nails. Look, you see me, I ain't got no.
I love that, though. And mind you, I still wear my nails normal, but I don't know. Sometimes I get them done now.
And
know?
We got you with the bracelets.
Listen. I love bracelets, first of all. I love bracelets, but I stay true. I told you earlier, I stay true to my beauty supply story. I ain't going to stunt like this is some Gucci on my wrist, because it's not.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Nah, but you know you got that one beauty supply store that be having the best stuff ever.
What do you get at the blue? What do you use at the beauty supply store?
I get my nose rings there.
Your what?
My nose ring.
For real?
Yes.
I have to get a new one.
They have the best kind. I mean, like, unless somebody introduced, I'm sure there's plenty more amazing nose rings. But this one store in Chicopee is called Young's Beauty Supply.
Uh-huh.
That's my
They got everything, right?
Yo, everything.
Is that where you bought your first makeup?
No.
I did. That was my lip gloss. The little roly lip gloss. That's my first makeup.
I was going to say, the best lip gloss. They got the best everything. Like, you don't need Sephora. You don't need none of that. You can just go to the beauty supply store and get even the hair products. What?
That's crack right there.
All the hair products in the world.
And this is all your hair? Because this is gorgeous.
Yes.
I was almost said the B word. That's why I said goo. I got to remember where I'm working at right now.
Yeah, my mom has beautiful hair. I got to thank my mom for that. But it's funny because my mom has really long brown hair.
So who got the blonde? Or is that paid for? That's your blonde?
I dyed my hair. My hair is naturally brown.
You could have said yes.
No.
Let's lie.
Hey, we keeping it real.
No, let's lie. Let's kidding. No,
I used to have actually like you could I think it's still on my Instagram, but yeah, my hair is brown at one point, but I just wanted some blondes have more fun.
Hell no. I'm in the wig weave world, and listen, we have more fun because we get to change it off.
Yeah, yes, see? That's what I'm saying. I wanted a little change. I wanted a little changeroo.
Yeah, well, you're giving us change. You're giving us life. Ready to Love. She's about to perform. Please put your hands together for The Bonfire from Chicopee, Mass.
This is Jules, by the way, everybody watching. This is Jules.
Small people, hi.
All you need to say, don't take me for a fool, keep it 100. Oh, you say that I changed on you. Took you long, I'm glad that you noticed. Said that you down for us, but I guess it was all about you. Thought it was love, but I guess I was wrong. I knew I fell too soon, and I ain't even mad cause it taught me this. Rather be alone than to be in this. Yeah. First they let me clear my chest. Knew that things probably get this crazy when we met. I focused on forever, guess you had another plan. Is it too late for you to treat me like you did again? Raise you better, and I way past fed up with the things you do. Took me for granted, babe. Hey, yeah. Don't know what to say no more. If I ain't on your brain no more, that's all you need to say. Oh, you say that I changed on you. Took you long, I'm glad that you know. Said that you down for us, but I guess it was all about you. Thought it was love, but I guess I was wrong. Wish I knew I fell too soon. And I ain't even mad cause it taught me this. Rather be alone than to be in this shit. Yeah. I can't let you kill my vibe. The things you do took me for granted, babe. Hey, yeah. Don't know what to say no more. If I ain't on your brain no more, it's all you need to say. Yeah. that was all about you. This next one is called Automatic. To be shy around you. Other girls like to chase, but that's not what I do. Since you say you're the man, can you be there when I call? Just do your best. I don't mind, to be honest. If you don't know everything, put your hands on my body and let your kiss on this. Yeah, say what you mean. You ain't gotta play games with me. It's automatic. You know it's automatic. Oh, say what you mean. You ain't gotta play nothing with me. It's automatic. You know it's automatic. Oh, yeah, never been on a trip, but for you I might fall. And I hope you're the type that can handle it. Oh, take your time, ain't no rush. Just don't make me wait too long. And no, baby, I don't mind, to be honest. If you don't know everything, put your hands on my body and let your kiss on this all day. Yeah, say what you mean. You ain't gotta play games with me. It's automatic. You know it's automatic. Oh, say what you mean. You ain't gotta fake nothing with me. Automatic. You know it's automatic. Ooh, why? Yeah. You know it's automatic. You know it's automatic. Yeah. You know it's automatic. You know it's automatic. Whoa, whoa.
All right, all right, all right, everybody. Make sure you guys ready to love.
Ready to love, yes.
Available now, right?
Yes, on every music platform. Get that.
And follow her on all social media.
Yes, The Bonfire with a Y.
Yeah, as you see, she's gold. She can sing, she can slay, and she ain't afraid to be a baller on a budget. Ow, that's what I'm talking about right here.
Shout out Cardi B.
Ow, yes, yes. What is it? Forever. Would you do reality TV?
I'm open.
Say no.
To it.
No.
Nah, you gotta keep it real.
No, keep it real on your Instagram. Yes, not on television, because it's called writers. All right, Mijeta, thank you so much for checking out our Facebook Live, The Bonfire, Ready to Love, Hackensack Meridian Health Stage 17. Que Dios me lo bendiga hoy, mañana y siempre, which means may God bless you today, tomorrow, and forever. Deuces. We out.